This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A California man stole a Bozeman police car and fled from police through downtown Bozeman before crashing on Interstate 90. Travis Hardy, 49, is charged with theft and criminal endangerment, both felonies. Hardy could be sentenced up to 3 years for the theft charge and 10 years for the criminal endangerment charge. Monday, around 8:30 p.m., two women told officers at the Law and Justice Center, just off South 19th Avenue, that they saw a man hitting car windows with a rock. The officers went outside and saw Hardy behind the wheel of a patrol car in the Law and Justice parking lot after he had apparently broken the window with a rock and got into the locked car. Hardy drove off. Officers tried to get Hardy to stop the car, but he drove away onto South 19th Avenue. Then he drove down West Main Street and ran three red lights at 11th, 7th, and Wilson Avenues, and a red light at Highland Boulevard. Hardy drove into oncoming traffic at several points and came close to crashing into several cars during the chase. Hardy then drove onto I-90, where he drove east for about a mile before crashing into a guardrail near mile marker 310, where he was arrested. Judge Brian Adams on Tuesday set Hardy's bail at $10,000. From August 16th to August 30th, at least 10 Native American children aged 11 to 17 were reported missing in Montana. Officials say they generally see an uptick in missing persons cases during the summer when the weather is warm and school is out. A Montana Department of Justice report found that in 2021, more than 80% of the missing Indigenous people were under the age of 18. Dana Toole, Special Services Bureau Chief with the DOJ's Division of Criminal Investigation, said that non-Native people under 18 also go missing at a higher rate than any other age. As of Tuesday morning, there were 185 reported missing people in Montana. Of those, 48, or 26%, are Indigenous. Authorities from the Bureau of Indian Affairs and from the counties in which the children were reported missing are involved in the cases, including the Flathead and Blackfeet Tribal Police, the Roosevelt, Yellowstone, and Missoula County Sheriff's Departments, and the Great Falls, Missoula, and Billings Police Departments. A legislative committee last Friday halted vaccine exemptions to children and staff in child care programs. In early August, the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services proposed an administrative rule allowing children a religious exemption in order to attend child care programs without routine vaccinations like polio, measles, or whooping cough. The DPHHS rule would also eliminate staff vaccination requirements. The department said adopting the rule would bring policy in line with the ban on vaccine requirements and the so-called Montana Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Public health experts and pediatricians spoke against the proposal in a public meeting last week. The interim legislative committee then decided to object to the proposed rule by DPHHS. The legislative committee's informal objection doesn't kill the proposal outright. It just delays the department's rule changes for 6 months. The GOP-controlled state legislature in 2021 made Montana the first in the nation to ban vaccine requirements for employees. Republican lawmakers also passed the so-called Montana Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which barred state laws from requiring religious groups and activities from vaccination against COVID-19 without a compelling state interest to do so. Representative Ed Staffman, a Bozeman Democrat who chairs the committee, noted that nearly eradicated illnesses have been eking back into the public health landscape, like polio cases in New York and measles beginning to appear globally. Staffman, a rabbi, on Friday raised those stakes while questioning the integrity of religious exemption claims. Staffman said, "Now, there are some religions, very few and very small in their numbers, that have long-standing concerns with putting medicines in their body, but overwhelmingly, I know of no religious precepts in any organized religion that has a problem with vaccines, and I think that this whole process is just a way for people to avoid vaccines and create public health problems." Staffman said, "I believe the state has a compelling interest in preventing the spread of childhood diseases like polio and measles." This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.